It's so wild to me that Christmas is not even over and like all the Valentine's Day stuff is out. It's like,
I know.
Can we just have marketing. A holiday without the next holiday vomiting all over this one?
I know. It's marketing. Marketing at its finest. I do. Valentine's Day is, so I got a notification from the PTO that there's a Valentine's Day dance.
Fun.
And so I got to talk to Carson about it and be like, do you want to take me to your Valentine's Day dance?
So cute.
And yeah, but the only challenging thing is Nick already has something that night. So I got to figure out if I can also bring Taylor, if I need to get like a babysitter or something. Cause his parents are watching him the following night because we're going downtown. So like, yeah. I can't make them watch it both nights. But yeah, I was like, aw. And Nick was like, when am I going to have a dance with Taylor? And I was like, I remember daddy-daughter dances. I can't remember if they were through our school, though.
Usually they're through the school and they're like a little bit later on.
Yeah. But anyways. So
depends upon the school, I think, obviously.
Might be doing a Valentine's Day dance with my little boy.
That'll be so cute. I'm hoping that we are packing our house and getting out of here, but we will see what happens.
Yes.
We've got our, by this point, hopefully the house should be on the marketplace officially. Yeah. Cause this go up later. So yeah, we are either going to go real fast here and smooth, or we're going to go for a rocky, bumpy ride. I'm trying to brace for either, but praying for the first.
Yeah.
And then be in a different place that doesn't have bipolar weather. Well, we do. I was talking to Jocelyn. I said, I'm excited to get rid of my winter clothes. And she's like, well, I mean, we still have bipolar, you know, days here. I'm like, yeah, but you're not going from 60 to like 20 or below, yes. You know?
Yeah. So yeah.
It'll be,
I mean, what's the coldest it gets there? Cause they've had frozen pipe issues in the past. I know it's not common, but
yeah. I would say like very rarely. I don't think it's gotten below like maybe 40, maybe into the 30s. I don't know. I'd have to look, to be honest with you. It's not been on my radar. I've more so been looking at Costco, schools, coffee shops.
Fair.
You know, the things that really
matter. Essentials.
The essentials, yes. So we are going to dive into Raynaud's today. I actually brought this up because I have a client out in New York who's seen some really, really good results using a product called Neo 40. And this is the first winter, and obviously in New York it is freezing, that she has not had any flares with her Raynaud's. And so I wanted to kind of deep dive here into what is Raynaud's actually, because many people just thought, I have Raynaud's, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this is just something I deal with. And I don't think you need to live life that way. I think you need to understand what's really going on and what drives this. So we're going to talk about the fact that it's not just cold hands. The gut impacts this as well as other things in the body. So, all right, if you're dealing with water retention, you're waking up puffy, your ankles or your wrists are really swollen, or you can't get your rings off, and maybe you're even dragging throughout the day, no matter how much water you drink, there's actually a good chance that you're not actually hydrating properly.
Exactly, because water alone is not enough. You need electrolytes. You need sodium, potassium, magnesium, because those things actually pull water into your cells. Otherwise, you're basically just flushing it out and wondering why you're still tired, you're still bloated, and you're still sluggish.
But here's the thing. Most electrolyte supplements out there aren't helping you in any way because a lot of them contain things like natural flavors, food dyes, and maltodextrin, which can irritate your gut. And these things can also spike your blood sugar when you're trying to heal.
That's why we both started using Buoy. It's super simple, just trace minerals and electrolytes in liquid form. No flavors, no colors, no sugar, no sweeteners, and you squeeze it into whatever you are drinking. Water, coffee, tea, smoothies, you name it.
And it's clinically backed by science too. So studies have shown that Buoy helps you hydrate better, 64% better in fact, and that's data coming from key blood and urinary markers, not just marketing fluff. And honestly, you can feel the difference. I've had many clients tell me their digestion's improved, they have less headaches, and they're better energy throughout the day.
And Buoy isn't just for people that go to the gym all the time and sweat a bunch. They actually offer a 35% lifetime discount for anyone that's struggling with chronic illnesses. Things like POTS, Hashimoto's, Crohn's disease, chronic migraines, and every autoimmune condition. They're really committed to making better hydration accessible to people who need it most.
I actually throw it in my coffee every morning because it's such an easy upgrade. You don't even taste it, but you're definitely going to notice if you miss it.
If you're tired of playing hydration roulette and want something that actually supports your body, you've got to try Buoy. It's honestly one of the simplest ways to feel better faster.
Let's think about Raynaud's. If you're not familiar with what it is, it's essentially where your hands and your fingertips go white, right? So you lose a lot of circulation. If you've ever walked outside in the cold, your Fingers can turn white, blue, or red, and they burn. They're throbbing. Or again, like I said, they can go numb. So people were like, oh, it's just Raynaud's. Work on circulation, massage your hands, wear gloves. But the problem with that answer is to understand, like, this is not just a skin issue, because a lot of times people are dealing with, like, the dry, cracking knuckles and things like that too with it. And it can be very, very painful. So it's not a glove problem, and it's not just a skin issue. It is not random. It's obviously a blood flow regulation problem, but it can go deeper in terms of chronic gut infection, specifically H. pylori, which can contribute to that. And so from a functional standpoint, that's what we're going to talk about today. Again, this is not medical advice. I would say always test and address if you're needing help with that. That is something that we can do. We always have links in the show notes to book a call with our team, whether or not you're doing a test that's a one-off, like standalone, or you're doing our full 6-month comprehensive program. We have a lot of things that, you know, we can offer. So first, what is Raynaud's? So this phenomenon happens when the small blood vessels overconstrict. Okay, so normally, again, your blood vessels gently tighten and relax to help you regulate your body temperature. But in Raynaud's, they basically over-respond here. So they're staying clamped down for too long, and therefore that blood flow drops and the oxygen drops. And so this is where you're going to see those color changes, like I mentioned. White is no blood flow, blue is low oxygen, and red is going to be blood rushing back, often very painful. So cold can trigger it, but stress can trigger it. Sometimes emotional stress alone is enough. And so it can be very random, because again, when we think about the deeper rooted root causes, the nervous system is a big player here, and that can control obviously your blood flow, and then the endothelium, the lining of your blood vessels as well. So we'll get into the, you know, things that we can do here, but there's two types to understand. You have primary and secondary. So primary is that mild version. Mm-hmm. Secondary is really where it's driven by an underlying issue. And we care most about what that underlying issue is, because that's where the root cause lives, and that's where we can fix it.
Yeah. Primary Raynaud's is a little bit more common, actually. It's not tied to disease per se. It's usually more in younger women, more of a functional vascular sensitivity, whereas secondary is often associated with autoimmune disease, thyroid issues, connective tissue disorders, vascular damage. So why just wearing gloves does not solve things? Yes, they can help symptoms, but gloves do not fix inflammation or immune system activation or thyroid slowdowns or poor nitric oxide signaling or nervous system overload, because Raynaud's is a signal. When blood vessels do not regulate themselves properly, something upstream is off. And one of the most overlooked players is the gut. So H. pylori in particular is often actually associated. And H. pylori, we've had plenty of podcasts on. Go back and listen to a bigger one. But it's a chronic bacterial infection that lives in the stomach lining. About half of the population has been exposed. It's very common. It's also commonly associated with reflux, gastritis, and ulcers. But here's the part that matters. H. pylori creates systemic inflammation, not just local inflammation in the stomach, meaning it's going to affect immune signaling, blood vessel health, nutrient absorption, far beyond the gut. So there was actually a study done in 1998 in The Lancet, and they found a higher prevalence of H. pylori infection in people with Raynaud's. Some patients experienced improvement in Raynaud's symptoms after H. pylori eradication, and that's important because improvement followed treatment. So this does not mean everyone with Raynaud's has H. pylori. Treating H. pylori cures Raynaud's. That is not something that we can confirm, but the research definitely supports that H. pylori can be a big contributing driver in kind of a subset of patients. And that's exactly where, obviously, functional medicine kind of lives, is, you know, in the contributors. And it might not just be one thing. So stomach is a big player in terms of blood flow to the hands in four main ways. The first one is systemic inflammation and endothelial damage. So your blood vessels are lined with something called endothelium, and it controls constriction, relaxation, blood flow timing, and H. pylori increases inflammatory cytokines. So think IL-6, TNF-alpha, IL-beta. Over time, they damage the endothelial lining. So damaged vessels overreact. They lose flexibility. They clamp down aggressively. And this is why a lot of times when we're looking at lipid markers. So if I'm looking at an LDL, an HDL, overall cardiovascular health, H. pylori is often considered a contributor to issues with HDL and LDL because it affects blood flow because of the inflammation. So damaged vessels will overreact, they will lose flexibility, and they will clamp down aggressively. And Raynaud's is the physiology of that. And that's also why simply warming up the hands doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah. It's really wild that conventional medicine doesn't connect these things together, you know, because H. pylori is pretty prevalent. I mean, the stats are pretty high on how many people have an underlying infection. You don't have to be symptomatic mm-hmm. with it, right? We've seen that before too. So H. pylori can pass oral to oral. It lives in the stomach, burrows into the lining of the stomach. It down regulates stomach acid production because it damages the parietal cells. So there's a lot of things here that can be really heavily influenced by stomach acid, especially if you get that low stomach, or excuse me, H. pylori, especially if you have low stomach acid. So mechanism one, systemic inflammation, endothelial damage. Blood vessels are lined with those cells called the endothelium. They control constriction, relaxation, blood flow. H. pylori increases that inflammatory cytokine. So you can even run on your blood work, IL-6, complements, right? TNF-alpha, IL-1, beta. Over time, this damages the endothelial lining. And so again, you're going to see those damaged vessels are losing their integrity, flexibility, and then clamping down more aggressively. Mechanism two is that nitric oxide suppression. That's huge. And this is where that Neo-40 is going to come into play that can be very helpful. So if nitric oxide is low, blood vessels stay constricted and tight, microcirculation suffers, and cold exposure is going to hit you harder. So this is, can also be somebody with, you know, just cold sensitivity too. H. pylori increases all of that, as we mentioned. And so this is where we would implement the Neo-40. There's a great article on Rupa Health. I love their research articles that talks about functional approach to Raynaud's, and Neo-40 is listed there. That's how I got it. And so you could just go to their website. You can see the benefits and all of that stuff. We're not associated with them, but a great company. We've seen them at a lot of other conferences and things like that. So that could be helpful. And then the third mechanism, and this is the secondary Raynaud's, which is what I view this as mostly, is autoimmunity and molecular mimicry. So again, H. pylori can trigger molecular mimicry where bacterial proteins resemble human tissue and the body mistakenly makes an attack. We see this a lot. That's what autoimmunity is, right? The immune system stays activated. It can overactivate and be, you know, in a state that doesn't calm down and you just stay stuck. This is going to also be the person who never gets sick. Your immune system is so overactive. You're sequestering all of these things. You never get a fever. You never get sick. This can show up with autoimmune conditions in terms of scleroderma, lupus, and mixed connective tissue disorder in terms of Raynaud's commonly overlapping. And H. pylori is a documented autoimmune trigger in susceptible individuals. It's not the only one, but obviously the most prominent one. The next thing we want to look at is iron and oxygen delivery. Obviously, iron matters in the body. Heme production matters. And so H. pylori impairs iron absorption and can cause that chronic gastritis. People message me all the time about gastritis. And I'm like, have you been checked for H. pylori? Have you scoped? Have you done a stool test? No, I just have gastritis and slow motility. Or, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm sure there's other things going on besides that, because when you have poor oxygen delivery, colder tissues, that worsens your vasospasms, and low iron is going to contribute to that. So this is also something to consider and really important for women that have heavy periods. You're bleeding a lot. Maybe you also have low ferritin, stored iron, and then low functioning thyroid. Obviously, many people can say if they've ever been in that state of hypothyroidism, cold hands, cold feet, classic kind of indicator, but is it thyroid? Beck and I were just talking about that earlier. You constantly feel that, but your thyroid's in a good place. So it's more of a nitric oxide circulation issue. Iron's in a good place, right? So I even, for me, with the NOS gene that I have impaired, I think about cold nose, and that happens to me not all the time, but, you know, kind of sporadically. So what are some things that we can do? I've already mentioned support nitric oxide. Product like Neo-40 can be extremely helpful there, supporting blood vessels relaxing and responding appropriately. You know, magnesium could help for some individuals. Nervous system regulation. If we're not a broken record, we're going to say it again, because Raynaud's is strongly tied to that sympathetic overdrive. Parasympathetic state is where the body recovers. We rest, we heal. So if you're chronically stressed, you're underfueling, you're overtraining, or poor sleep, you might notice that you're flaring more. So here's where I would focus on proper nourishment, adrenal cocktails, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory foods, supporting blood sugar stabilization, vagal toning, gargling, singing, gagging, cold therapy. All of those things can be helpful for your vascular health.
Yep. Reducing inflammation and oxidative stress is big, because in general, lower inflammation is better endothelial response. And when overall inflammatory load comes down, Raynaud's often improves. Checking iron and oxygen delivery, already talked about that a little bit. Don't ignore the gut. If Raynaud's shows up alongside gut symptoms, iron issues, autoimmunity, infections like H. pylori should be on the radar. Not because everyone has it, but because some people absolutely do. So this episode hopefully was helpful if you are someone with Raynaud's, if you are someone who struggles with microcirculation issues, because blood flow impacts so many pieces of the body when it comes to hair health, when it comes to energy, when it comes to lipid health. All of these things rely on healthy blood flow. And so if you have been struggling with this, hopefully this is helpful. I think there's a lot of, I don't want to say easy solutions, but there are a lot of obvious solutions that I think a lot of people actually aren't looking for. So
I think they just accept it as normal and doctors don't tell them that there's a solution to this. And I don't understand why we don't try to solve problems for people because it's very painful. I mean, my sister has Raynaud's and I've seen how painful it can be. I mean, I remember back to when I had like really debilitating like children's rheumatoid arthritis flares. When your hands hurt, I don't know. It drives me bonkers because some of these things are so simple to check for. And if you're not getting an H. pylori at a breath test, then do a scope or look at other things, right? Like we've talked about thyroid function, iron, a lot of those things. Genetics shows us a lot, but try the Neo40. Let us know if that, works for you or helps you. I just can't say enough good things about it for people who have tried it and not been flaring because in the winter seasons, that's kind of the typical time that you're going to have more flares. So Anyways, with that, rate, review, subscribe, share the show. Don't forget to rate that 5-star rating and review so that we can put you into a drawing to enter to win a box of goodies of some of our favorite things and maybe a box of Neo40. Have a great day.